Okay, we're on the Rambam Hilchos Erchin Vecharamin, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, Chapter 7, Law 8. Okay, now, what do you do if you have to redeem certain animals that have blemishes? At what value do you redeem them? Halacha Ches. Echad doesn't make a difference if it's Kutche Bede Kabayis, if you gave it to the upkeep of the temple. Vechad Kutche Mizbech, if you gave it as a korban on the Mizbech. If Shinofal Bohemum, there's a blemish has come upon them. Ein Podin Osam Lechatchila Ela Bishaveim. You only redeem them what their actual worth is. That's lechatchila. You must redeem it. What an animal like that would be worth on the market
with the blemish.
The blemish is just the second one. Badekabais does not necessarily mean a blemish. You can redeem that anyway.
They can't use it.
You have to redeem it. But the other one has a blemish.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not going to make much of a difference if you have to work the animal if it has a blemish like that. But anyway. But what it's worth. But what if he doesn't do that? Vimavar, what if he transgressed? He redeemed them for less than their value.
Doesn't the treasure?
He didn't give that much. Afilu hegdish shava mea dinar. Let's say the thing of hegdish is worth 100 dinar. Shechilu al shava pruta, and he redeemed it for a pruta. Hareze padui. After the fact, it is biblically redeemed. Because although you'd say, well, that's a big case of onah. Doesn't seem like someone's been ripped off over here. However, the laws of onah only apply to fellow Jews, as it says, lo sonu ish es achiv. A Jew shall not cheat his fellow Jew in business. But the base of Migdash doesn't have to pay bills, as it were. And there's not even a law of batel mekach. Okay? So therefore, we don't say there's mistakes made in Shemayim. And therefore, mitzad doraisa, if you shortchange the base of Migdash, that, too bad. They lost out. That's biblically. And v'yatza l'chulen, and now the animal goes out and it's profaned. Umotos, I mean, you can now benefit from that animal as you'd be allowed to the limitations that you'd have there.
Biblically.
However, umedivrei sofrim, but rabbinically they come along and say, nothing doing. Shutzarich chakiras domim. We have to investigate what the price is, if there was a mistake or not. V'chayov lahashlim es domov, and he has to pay the rest. Now, it must have had a real, I don't know how that got away to begin with. I don't know how the gizbor let him get away with that. I don't know. Maybe the gizbor was busy.
It was his cousin.
You know, you have to remember, people who work for the government, not all of them are like Paul.
No.
That care about every penny, and they're not, you know, some people, I'm just was busy, and he said a dollar, so I said okay, and I was thinking of seven other things, or I was taking my fourth coffee break, and whatever, not Paul, not Paul.
At the beta mid,
but I'm saying, you know, people, you know, you there are mistakes made, so the Gizby made a mistake. Doesn't matter, it's got to get re-evaluated. That's why you have an auditing process, and we audit and say, okay, we're going to have to fix it up. Now let's have, Tess is going to give you an example. Ketzad, hoy saloba hemes kutchim isbeach. Let's say an animal that was brought, should have been for a korban. Shinofel b'mum, it has a blemish. Varehu shava asor. Right now it's worth 10 gold pieces or whatever, 10 whatever. Ubehemes chulin. Now, the guy, what's he going to exchange it with? He has a cow. All right, so he's going to say, okay, I'll redeem it. He's not exchanging it. I'll redeem it with this cow. But the cow is worth shava chamisha. It's worth 5.
Half price.
It's worth 5. Here, I'll give you one without a blemish, right? Here, take this one instead, and you'll be able to sell it. Yeah, but it's only worth 5. But the exchange went. He gave it already. He paid it out. Hareza mucholelis. It's been redeemed.
Right.
And the holy animal has now been profaned, and it doesn't have the holiness. Alzo. Harezo niftes. It's been redeemed. Vayotzas l'chulin. It goes out to chulin, this animal. But you got to pay another 5. You owe 5, you got to pay it. That's if it was an animal that was for a korban. The first animal he gave was for bedek abayis. The same thing, and you exchanged it back, paid it out with 1 for 5. It goes to Chulin, and you could do more with that since it wasn't for the Mizbeach. Li Gozes, you can shear it, you can work it, which you cannot do an animal that was designated as a korban. You can't do that. V'tikonis ha'shnia tachta din Torah. Biblically, the lesser value animal can take its place, and that's the purchase for lesser value. Biblically. But rabbinically, again, we have to make an investigation as to the right price. If it was equal, fine. But if not, or you have to pay the worth that it has to make up. You have to give another five to pay it off.
Is there a difference between those two examples?
What you can do with it, it's not much of a difference. But the kutchum animal, you can just have it, but you can't work it. While the one for Bedek Abayis, you can work it.
You can shaft it.
All right, but it's I don't know why the Rambam had to split it up that way. We're just saying it doesn't make a difference. Kutchum Bedek Abayis, kutchum Mizbeach, same rule.
Okay.
That you the Bedek Abayis one you can't.
Yeah, you can't
not the other one. No. The other one you can basically just shecht it and eat it.
That's it.
And that's about it.
If the moon
you can let it have kids.
If the moom is a broken leg, has that lost a lot of its value?
Okay, so then it's less.
Depends what the moom is, right?
It's less. It doesn't matter. You gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. It broke its leg, but it was owned by the Beis HaMikdash. It was their loss, not yours. So you just redeem what it's worth. Okay. Now, how do we do the redemption here? Shamu Oso Shlosha. Let's say three people did the evaluation through the Gizbar. From Mushazubina, they said that's what its value is, right? And it was done properly, okay? So obviously, I feel, and there were three experts there, and they said this is what we should take.
So they have on staff. Agree. They have on staff.
Yeah,
these guys.
Yeah,
these
they agreed. I feel, and they said this is the price, and they made the exchange. And then later, the auditors came.
Yeah.
I feel ba'achar came. Let's say 100 experts come. For the holy one was worth more than the one you redeemed it with.
It's like on the highway, you have to take those places.
Ain't a chose there. We don't change the deal. Since this thing of upping the price, that's only rabbinic. So lo hechmira, but we weren't machmir in a place where there was proper valuations. Obviously, you'd never have a case where it's worth 100, you only valued for one. But it could be off a bit. What if only two guys evaluated initially? Ubo, Shlosha, and then three guys later after the deal was done. And say, Vamashuna, Hegdish lost out. Because even a little bit? Choser, we have to do it back. So therefore, if you have three, then that's what it is. And forget about it. We assume they knew what they were doing.
Three holds.
And it's only rabbinic to go back. But if anything less than three, then you make it go back. Okay, now we have another way of making a mistake. What about, estimating? You just say, that's one animal and it's got a blemish. This one, I estimate it. It's pretty close. I think it's the same. Well, no. Yudav, ein poden es a hekdish as achsara. You don't redeem hekdish with achsara. Achsara is a Greek word that means approximation. Without weighing it, without measuring it, And the Torah says you've got to really give a good valuation here. And he didn't. He just, it looks about the same, so let's just do it. Ella, it has to be bechakiras damim, with total inspection for the monetary worth as it does according to all standards. Kamosha has to explain. The important, if he redeemed it just with an estimation, and now it's been done, so what do? We have a rule like that. Now, it could go either way. It could be the animal I redeemed it is worth less than the animal that was redeemed, or maybe it's worth more than was redeemed. Sometimes it could be hegdish gained on it. So the rule is, yad hegdish al yona. The hegdish always has the upper hand. Kate said, for example, Parazu tachas parazu hegdish. This animal is now going to be the one to redeem this animal of hegdish. Talazu tachas talazu hegdish. Or this garment will replace this garment of hegdish. So, the rule is hegdesho padui. That which he had originally sanctified has now been redeemed, and it goes out to chulin. And now, we're going to see how did you do that? Oh, it was estimation. Oh, estimation. We're going to call the experts in now and reevaluate this. Viyad hegdish al yona, and hegdish has the upper hand. So now, So if the one you gave to exchange, which you to redeem it, the redeeming one was more than the Hegdish one, so the judge said, you know, the experts say that was a good deal for us. So what do they do? When the Gizber takes it, the thing, Vishoskim, and they're quiet. They say, okay, we'll accept the exchange. They don't say anything. They didn't say, well, you overpaid. They say, we accept the exchange. The man of Yafa, but if the one you exchange is not good enough and it's less than the Hegdish, then Mishalim, then they say, well, you've got to Mashlim. You have to pay Asadomi the money, as we explained. And don't forget, there's one other thing you didn't do. Umosiv Chomesh. You got to add that fifth.
Either way.
That, well, if it's under, you've already given more than the fifth. Could very well be if you paid out more. I'm not sure, but it's not sure. But you have to add the fifth. That's not to be forgotten. I don't know. I guess on the extra. Well, only if it's the extra that you pay. I'm assuming you redeemed it. You already gave a fifth to begin with, right? So now we're talking about, so if you gave over, we assume you gave the fifth and it's still over. The other case, you gave less, then for sure the less you didn't give, you have to give a fifth on that additional. That's, in other words, if you had to give another four to make it up, so now I give five for the fifth that goes with that. But what if he says like this? Now, it wasn't just this talus for this talus, this talus for this talus. You're saying, say like this, my talus that's worth 10 is going to be used to buy that one out. That's different than saying, here, you have a talus of Hegdish. Here, okay, I want to redeem it, and I'm going to redeem it with my talus. Okay, then we don't know what your talus is worth. We don't know what Hegdish is worth. We don't know anything that's going on. But you say, no, I'm redeeming it. Essentially, I'm saying I'm redeeming it for $10, but I don't have $10, but I know this talus is worth 10. It's going to change things. V'yomer talus zoba eser slime. He says, this talus that I am using as the redeeming odd thing to redeem, to be the to redeemer, is worth 10 selas tachas talus shel Hegdish. And that's going to replace, and that's going to make chulin the talus of Hegdish. Uparazu, and this cow that I'm going to bring in here is be'eser slime, is worth 10 selas tachas parazu shel Hegdish, to exchange, to redeem this animal of Hegdish. Afilu ha'isa shel Hegdish shove chamesh. Even the Hegdish is only worth 5. Vishalo eser, and his is worth 10. And that's what he did, and he said, that's what I'm paying for this. I'm paying 10 for this. So what are you really saying? Now, we don't know yet even that the Hegdish animal was 5. He said, I'm gonna redeem it. And you know what? I got a cow here. I think it's worth 10. And I'm redeeming this for $10 in the form of this cow. Well, that's all good and fine. But where was your chomesh? Where was your fifth? So guess what? So first of all, he for sure was, it's a binding exchange because he given him more. But really what's happening is he's saying, I'm paying 10 to redeem it. Without worrying about what the thing costs. So unless you're redeeming it for 10. Whoa. Well, if that's what you're redeeming it for, Hareza Mosev Chomesh, he has to add a fifth, because that's what he's saying it's worth. That's what he's giving. Yeah. And how much is a fifth of that? Shtei slime, 2.5.
2.5.
Slime. Shrei bedamim ksuvim pada. He redeemed it with a set amount. It wasn't a guesstimation. He's saying, I'm redeeming it really for 10. Why? Because I think my animal's worth 10. It is. Let's say the animal is. His animal is worth 10. It really is worth 10. That means I'm paying 10 for this. Doesn't matter if the animal's 5, worth 5, but I'm paying 10. So that's what you're redeeming it for. And when you redeem it for 10, you got to give the chomesh based on the money you're spending, not on what the animal's actually worth. Ushnia, and the second one, so I guess...
I think it said this 10 includes the chomesh.
No.
But if he had said that.
That's stiff. Then he says, I'm doing it for 7.
Right.
But he says, here's 10. That's, I'm paying for that 10. He didn't mention Chomesh. Right. Now, Ushnia. But how about now, if you're going to run a redeem that animal that was used to redeem, Rambam already told us, when you redeem the second time, you don't pay the extra. I don't know why the Rambam had to put that in.
We know that.
But he said it.
For me, because I wasn't here when you said it.
Okay, maybe. Okay, Yud Beis. Okay, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel are two sides of the coin, and it's dealing with, you know, in Jewish law, there's a few steps that are necessary to make a complete transaction, right? Yeah. We know
a
kinyan really should be Mashiach.
Yeah.
Should be, that's a kinyan Mashiach, right? What if you give money?
Biblically, it's good.
Biblically, it's good, but rabbinically, it's not. And a guy could back out when money's being given. Yeah. So when I give money, is the deal done? No. The deal doesn't really get done till I pull it. Yeah. How about if I pull it and I didn't give money yet?
It's done. It's
so deal's you done. I done owe deal. You money.
You owe you money. But
keeping these ideas in mind, what happens if when you do part of the deal, and now the animal in Hegdish goes up in value before you conclude the deal?
Like what have you done?
Have you paid enough? Or, you know,
well, depends what you've got.
In whose bilus is it going up or down in value? Yeah. The one who bought it, the buyer, or the seller, the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam is going to go through that Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, giving us
the Beis HaMikdash has the upper hand.
The difference. Well, that's if you did something wrong. But now this actual halacha of Kenyan, we follow the laws of Kenyan. So Yud Beis gives you one way, and then Yud Gimel the other way. Habayda miyad hekdish. Okay, guy wants to redeem some hekdish. And moshach, he pulls the animal, or whatever he pulls, the chafetz he wants, he pulls it in. He makes up a price. He hasn't given any money yet. He says, okay, I'm going to redeem that for 100. And the giver says, fine, that's good. It's worth 100. 100's a good price. Fine. So, okay, I got the 100 still at home. It's okay. Just pull the animal. You'll take it. You owe us 100. You'll come tomorrow and give me the 100. Not a problem. Below he spake, we don't know, but he didn't give him money yet. I'm showing him a sign, and guess what happened? By the next day, the animal is now worth 200. Now, the question is, in whose possession has it gone up in value? It still belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Because why? I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. See, that is going to be the benefit of the no, so he has to give 200. But wait a minute. Doesn't he already own it when he pulled it? Well, we got to see what happens. Shenemar, it says, here's the critical pasuk when you're redeeming money. If you give the money, and now it's established for him. So we see when it comes to getting things from Hegdish, Benesinas HaKesef, who shallow? When he gives the money, it's his.
So if he did the opposite, if he just did the money, he didn't do the Mashiach.
So he didn't really acquire it yet because he just pulled it, right? So he has to pay 200 now. Again, it was worth 100. He pulled it, but he didn't pay for it.
But
when it comes to Hegdish, the pigeon happens with the Nesinas Kesef. That's different than normal business.
Yes.
That's the chiddush of the Beis HaMikdash. When you buy from the Beis HaMikdash, when you pay, that's when it's yours. So even though you pulled it, and in a regular world, it would be yours now, but in the Beis HaMikdash, you haven't taken it out of the Beis HaMikdash till you pay. So even though it's in your house, it's gone up in value as it's owned by the Beis HaMikdash. You see, that's the difference over there. Now, what if Meshach of a Messiah, he pulls the animal when it was worth 200 and didn't pay for it yet. Below he's speaking, so he didn't give the money yet. Now goes down to 100. You'd figure, okay, now I only have to give 100, right? Nope. No, some Messiah. He has to give 200. Why? Because a hedjit shouldn't be better than hektish. What if I wasn't the Beis HaMikdash? Then I'd have to pay 200, right? Because that's what you took. You took something worth 200. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash can't be any worse than if it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash.
So
you're right, Martin. In this case, the Beis HaMikdash wins both ways. Because it has the extra
thing. They have the upper hand.
The actual transfer doesn't happen until the money goes. But we can't treat the Beis HaMikdash any worse than if a regular person bought from somebody. So a regular guy, you'd have to pay 200. So on that end, you pay the 200. From a lay perspective, if it was buying from a regular guy, he would have got it with Mashiach. Therefore, he has to pay 200. So he loses out on both ends.
House always wins.
I would have thought that since consecrating is like a verbal declaration, that redemption would be too. It wouldn't have to do with Kenyan.
But the Torah says specifically, when you give money, it changes it. The Torah says it. The Torah said it. You want to redeem it. It's not the same as consecrating. Torah says it straight out. When you give the money, it is unconsecrated. God says so. It's not for us to argue on it.
So if you gave the money and didn't do the pulling, then what happens?
Let's look in Yud Gimel. Your Gimel now talks about giving money and not pulling. Pada b'masayim. Now he redeems it for 200. B'nosan adam. He gave the money. But for lo, he speak l'mashko, but he didn't pull it. The opposite. Acha b'mon. Now it's gone down to 100. Can he ask for 100 back? Nope. He got it when he paid. That clearly, when you pay the money, it's redeemed. That's what it says. When you pay, even without the Mashiach, when he pulls, he's already pulling what's his. Because once he gave the money, the Torah says the exchange has happened. So he loses out. And the Hektish gained on that one. They get the whole 200. Because he gave them the 200 at the time when it wasn't when it was Hektish. They took it. It's ours. It's not Hektish. It's yours. And now, too bad. But what if the reverse? Pado b'mana. He exchanged it for 100. It was worth 100. V'nasan adami. He gave the money. But by the time he pulled it the next day, it's 200. Here the house doesn't win. Mashapada padoi. What was redeemed has already been redeemed because it doesn't matter because he already bought it. He only has to give that 100 that he already gave already. And here we don't say, we don't say that the power of the hedged shouldn't be stricter than a hegdish, because if it was a hedged case, he would get the extra 100 because he didn't really have the kinyan. Why? Because shafilu, because really, could a hedged really back out on such a case? No. What happens if I give you the money and then I back out? What's the law? You could back out. But what's the extra little thing we add?
He gets the curse.
Right? So a hedged can do it and get cursed. Think the base of Mish wants to get cursed?
No.
So a feel a hedged any of us, but really a hedged can't even go back on it. Achikal Mishpar until he gets to Mishapara. Kamashapara, as we explained. Vein Hegdish Roy, Lakal Mishapara. It's not fitting that Hegdish should get Mishapara. So therefore, when the money is given, we go with the straight law. By the law, redeemed as the money is there. Any changes are in the guy who bought the thing. But the reverse, there is differences over there. Okay, good place to stop it for tonight.